Nice job reading. Is that good when the priest is saying the words worse than the secretary? My goodness, look at that. Christian, your name? I bet 98% of adults couldn't have read that with those words and cities. That was awesome. Nice job. I told you I was going to give you a test, right? I kind of joked. I'll give you the test to me. All right, so what I want, can you come up here as well? I want to hold their batteries. Because I want you to see it as the beauty it is that you created. Sabrina, thank you. What a great gift that, again, could I help them with this? No, not at all. Why don't you go up to the next level, all right? One more, so that everybody can see it better, all right? It's also a really important day beyond your first communion. It's also the gifts of the Holy Spirit on Pentecost. You know, Pentecost means 50 days. So literally, this is the 50th day of Easter. So I'm going to try to take a little test. I hope I pass. If I do, if you're at the kids that are at school, I'm getting candy from you. Okay? All right, let's start with this. Let's start with your names. All right, we got Christian, Elise, and Wesley. You know, our names are very important to who we are. Right? Each of you, all of us, today, of course, we're looking at our three kids. Your name is very important. You're the only person just like you. And your name is really who you are. And I mention that because your parents chose your name. You didn't choose your name, did you? Wesley, did you choose your name as a baby? You couldn't even read that. I mean, you read really well today. Well, no, your parents choose your name, right? And I would share that one of the reasons your parents chose your name, often it's the gift of the Holy Spirit. You know, in our first reading today, we heard about how the fire tongues, and they heard this storm with this wind. I really think of the Holy Spirit is like the wind. You know, that the wind, we don't really know where it's coming from or why. I mean, we got some people with meteorology today and whatever that knows where it's coming, but really in our minds, what is it doing? Well, I think the same way with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the wind. We're not sure what's happening, but we believe it's God. And then it's helping each of us. So your parents, the Holy Spirit inspired you to have a child. They gave a child from God to your parents. That's amazing. All right, so there's one. Oh, let's see. Oh my gosh, they got different things. What's it? Well, it is First Communion, right? Can I start with that one? At least, is that okay? Am I passing so far, at least? Wait, do you have to ask your mother? And that's very important. All right, so we have on each of them, we have the chalices. So that's a good image. And again, this is beauty, right? The chalices. And we also have a host on top. Nice work, me. Obviously, we're here for communion. But do you know something else that's happening with the Holy Spirit, with communion? Very important part. I'll kind of ask a test on that one. What's happening? Now, we started our servers, and they're doing awesome. They'll add a bell, another sound of the bell. It's when my hand is coming up and it goes down. What do you think is coming from my hands to the bread and wine? What do you think? The Spirit, the Holy Spirit. Exactly. There's a special name for that. I forget what it is. It's a big name. I didn't have to read it either. But that's when I'm going like this with the Holy Spirit upon the bread and wine. And it's right after that you hear this, the three bells that you hear from the bread that's raised up of Jesus' body, Jesus' blood. Three rings so that you hear it. Again, we love to use in our history of art and beautiful things for our senses. Right? Well, of course, it starts, you know, it just doesn't come out for Mass, right? We use grapes. Grapes and grapes. That's what eventually becomes wine. I don't know how many adults here drink wine before. I'm sure nobody here has drank wine before. Well, those that your parents have, well, then that's fine. It's a good beverage out here. But that's where it comes from. You know what? The body and blood of Christ begins with just wine and in bread. So on this one especially, some wheat, bread, loaf. Also, it's awesome. All right, we got water here. Is it just because it's fishing season? You know, like, so kind of is fishing season. Water. I think that comes from baptism. Am I correct on that? Is that why you have water on it? Because you were baptized. You know, in the beginning of the world, one of the first verses in the Bible, before there was any form and void, it said that the Spirit was over the water. And then God said, "Let there be light." God created the whole cosmos. Creates us. For us, when we are baptized, which each of you are, many here, of course, it is the Holy Spirit that allows us to bless water. So you aren't just in a lake or a river, you're in the holy font. You are blessed from the Holy Spirit to be a sacred place. You know, I tell the kids that we can't put like a gull, you know, a goldfish in the font back there. We typically don't just drink holy water because it's sacred. You will receive the Holy Spirit through being blessed in the baptism. And this is kind of your next step. You had your confession, and now you're receiving the Holy Spirit that gave you to be baptized, and impressed you, it helped you to go to confession, and now to receive Jesus' body and blood. I think the last one. We gotta go with the cross, I think. I always love that for the preschoolers during the week. Jesus is also the correct answer. No matter what question it is. Jesus. Yeah, Jesus. And that is the beginning, really, of all of our lives with Jesus. He gave his life for us to live. I think lastly, the Holy Spirit is why we're here today. Actually, any day. If you ever come to church, that's the Holy Spirit that pricked you to come here. If you ever pray, it's the Holy Spirit that gives you the strength to know that. Wesley, when you read, you said how the only way you can say the Lord is through the Holy Spirit. So it's really cool, I think, for me and all of us, especially with Christian and Wesley and Elise, to be here on an interesting day that is Holy Spirit, the Pentecost. And how important that is for us to gather together. Maybe last, I would say, I think the Holy Spirit helped a lot of our knights, Catholic daughters, to have a brunch after Mass. Again, anything you do to serve something else, our church and school and community, it's amazing how we serve others, the poor and the sick. So praise God, we gather together in our family on a very special day. It's so good to have you. To know how God is good for us and how important it is that Jesus, when he left in ascension, sent the Holy Spirit and really opened the doors to our church on Pentecost. Please stand.